Your work is valuable. Work doesn't sound very glorious or spiritual, but it's actually one of the most spiritual things you can do. Today is Labor Day in the United States, where we take a moment to celebrate all of our workers. We honor the builders of the homes we live in and the builders of the bridges crossing our highways. We honor the ones preparing the burgers we munch on and the ones washing dirty dishes. Workers come in all sizes and assignments, but they're all valuable. Listen, do you believe your labor is in vain? Do you think your career is insignificant in the big scheme of things? God doesn't. The Bible tells us that God anointed architects and interior designers. In Exodus 31, it says, "And I filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom and understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills to make artistic designs for work in gold and silver and bronze, and to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts. Also, I have given ability to all the skilled workers to make everything I've commanded you." He says in his word that you are created to do good works. Ephesians 2 says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." I struggled with this concept until one day while I was working a summer job. University tuition was due in just a few months, and I had to hustle to get the money to pay for my studies. I accepted a dirty job of digging ditches around an old home. I was complaining to God about the work I had done, and I'd washed dishes at a college, I repaired broken tombstones in a cemetery, I moved lawns, and I unloaded bags of wheat from a freight train and laid bricks for driveways. I felt like I would never live my dream. Listen, have you ever felt this way? I admit that I had a bad attitude, but God straightened it out in one verse. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." The Spirit spoke to my mind right in the middle of my doubt and discouragement. Wow, God's so good. Listen, you may feel that your work is mundane and useless at times, but I've discovered that it's not what you do, but how you do it. The Bible says in Luke 16, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. But he who is unjust in what is least is unjust in what is much." Be faithful in the small things of life and watch how it becomes part of the Great Commission. Because you're a miracle, and I'm Paul Marc Goulet.